Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality 2019. I know last week we had a show, but this is the beginning of a new year, 2019. Man, oh man, does the time go by fast, doesn't it? I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, Rebecca L. Norrington, just like Samuel L. Jackson. Don't ask me why. I just like adding my middle name to. What am I talking about? I'm just kidding. I'm going off in a tangent. I haven't even started the show. Rebecca L. Norrington, and I am the world's happiness specialist. Now, what does that mean? Who is she? Happiness specialist, especially for my new listeners. I get new listeners every week. Thank you for listening, new listeners. And since you found me, I want to share with you what a happiness specialist does. How can I even slap that label on top of my head, happiness specialist. The title of happiness specialist is, you know, when I took on this role, when I took on this journey, when I accepted my fate, it was, I have to say, it was a lot more than I bargained for. Being happy, when I say happy, I'm talking about a feeling of contentment, a vibration of balance, a vibration of trust, a vibration of relaxation, a vibration of peace. That is what happiness is. That vibration that you had when you were first born, that vibration of ease, that vibration of there's no worry, that vibration of trust, that vibration, I mean, when you first popped out, you didn't have any demands on life. You didn't have any goals. You didn't have any, I have to reach the top and the titles, and I have to do this, and I have to accomplish that. None of that was with you when you came in. But what happens is we are all programmed to believe that there is something that we have to do. There is something that we have to accomplish. The ego gets in charge, and the ego thinks that it is running the show. And let me say this. This show, because I'm a little off this morning. I can feel it, and I'm only feeling it because what I'm about to talk about, what I'm about to share with you, is a concept of creation and really debunking the fact that we're not creating anything down here. I know. But I'm going to break it down, and this is my perspective, and you can chew on it, digest it, or spit it out. It really doesn't matter. But this is what I've come to this conclusion based on decades and decades and decades of practicing how to experience more happiness on this journey. And when I say how to experience, I mean, last week, if you haven't listened to last week's show, I spit out a list of behaviors that subtract from happiness and also behaviors that add to happiness. And some of the behaviors that add to happiness is what we're going to be discussing today. This one is a biggie, being okay with uncertainty. You want to add to your happiness, you want to add to peace. You have to be okay with uncertainty, with not knowing. Not knowing the future, not planning the future, not having any investment in the future. And the only way you can be okay with uncertainty is with the big T word, the T word, the biggest T word I know, and that is trust. When you trust and when you let go and when you surrender, you will automatically begin to live and vibrate in the moment, and you will live and vibrate being okay with any future happenings moments. In fact, the future won't even be a thought in your head. The future, the future doesn't even exist. We only have the present moment, and living in the present moment, you know that living in the present moment brings happiness, peace, contentment, balance, relaxation, satisfaction, all of that. All of those vibrations, you know when you're feeling settled, when you're feeling balanced, when you're feeling connected. Now, I use the term universe. Some people say source. Some people say God, spirit, higher power. It doesn't matter what terminology you want to use, in my opinion. I don't care what term you use. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm open to all. I'm open to all, especially when we're describing the energy that creates. And the energy that creates, the energy that creates, the energy that creates, I don't even have anything to say after that. But when you get in, when you become form and you're in this body and you are identified as human, man, woman, doesn't matter, you are human, there is a, boy, I'm getting right into it, there is a myth and there is an illusion that man can create, that man is creating, that man is that man can manifest, create. Now, I have to say that this is a long practice, and I remember thinking, yeah, I can create. I mean, I created. Listen, at 18 years old, I said I wanted to live in the forest, and now I'm living in the forest. Is that me creating? Was that me creating? Or was that me just being on the path of my destiny? Creating means making something out of nothing. Now, I was going to look up the word creating, and of course I forgot to do it right before the show starts. But creating means making something out of nothing. Now, my ego had a big problem with this concept. Of course I have a hand in what happens to me. Of course I have Of course I have some input about what happens to me. Of course I have free will. Yeah, I have free will to make any decision I want in any specific moment. Yeah, of course. But let me tell you a story about a very famous gentleman, and his name was Jesus. And I'm only telling this story because, and it's nothing to do with any kind of religion, and I don't want, write your letters, it doesn't matter. The story is, this man, human form, Son of God, and I have to say that we are all children of God, the universe. We are all, we're in other words, we're no different than Jesus. I told you to put your seatbelt on for this one. Meaning that we have the same ability, the same insights that Jesus had. And the things that he taught, and one of the things I remember that he said was, greater things you will do than me. So this guy had a message. This guy was a teacher of how to navigate through this life. Now, Jesus had a destiny, and we all know that destiny. But let me remind you, if you don't, this man came, born on this planet with a destiny, and I say his destiny was to teach as many people as would listen how to be more peaceful, how to be happy, how to be balanced, how to trust, how to let go, how to surrender. I mean, that was his destiny. He taught and spoke in front of hundreds of people. And his destiny was also his destiny was to die the way he died. Now, we're in the 20th century. Is it 20 or 21st? We are in the, is it 21st century? Whatever we are, you know, we're in 2019. And that way that he was brutal. But every society has, I'm getting off. Okay, back to the story. And so the night before he was going to give himself up, was it the night before he was in the Garden of Gethsemane? And I've told this story on the radio before. And Jesus is actually arguing and going back and forth and really resisting. And I say, you know, I don't want to die. No, I don't want to die. Take this cup away from me. No, thank you. I don't want to be crucified. I don't want to be tortured. I don't want to die. What the hell? What kind of bull is this, God? And in the end, Jesus surrendered to his destiny. The question is, could he have made another choice? Could Jesus have made another choice? Now, some will say yes, and some will say no. I say we live out our destiny. So in reality, there was no choice to be made other than what he practiced. And Jesus practiced surrendering to the will of God, surrendering regardless of how it looked and or felt, to the universe's will. And that's what I'm talking about today. If we are the same, we're human, reincarnated into this time, it is my belief that I am living out my destiny. I'm not going to speak for you. That destiny means that no matter what I what my ego wants, what my ego thinks I need to experience. I'm only going to experience my destiny. This concept, this belief, this way of living actually takes a lot of the weight off. There is nothing I need to do other than just be. There is nothing that I need to do because you, listen, I know that you out there listening, there have been, they call it miracles, synchronicity, serendipity, that happened. Oh, gee, what a coincidence. All of these things that are put together, it is a delicate, fine, creative, indescribable plan. And we all are experiencing this greater plan. Now, my ego will tell me I'm making something happen. Oh, yes, I found a house. I looked at a lot of houses, and this particular one is the perfect house, and I chose it, and I picked it out, because there were a lot of things that happened with moving to the forest. And quite frankly, this house was sold before I even found it. It was already sold. The ink, the people had signed, the escrow was almost done, and the real estate agent wanted a bigger commission. The house was sold by owner, and so the real estate agent that was representing the buyer wanted a bigger commission. And so what happened, the deal fell through, magically fell through. Months later, I was available. Everything, you know how you say the stars are in alignment? The stars are in alignment, everything lined up. That is the same thing that's happening in your life. Everything is lined up perfectly. The problem comes from thinking that, oh, I said something to make this happen, or I did something to make this happen. You know, I've talked about my mother dying and then her leaving. Sorry, I have to laugh now. Her leaving everything to the handyman. That's a true story. Now, I can sit there and point my finger and say, well, my mother did this, and it's the attorney, and it's the handyman, it's a whole conspiracy, and why didn't I, you know about the whole thing? But in reality, my mother gave everything to the handyman for a reason, a bigger reason that I can't even grasp at this moment, but I definitely can feel, because I remember when I first found out, oh God, it's the worst thing that ever happened. But in when I really sat with it a couple of months, yeah, it took me a couple of months, and accepted the fact that, hey, family fortune is going to a stranger, a handyman. It's even more than that. There is a bigger picture. I may know 2% of the entire universe. I'm talking about the Milky Way. I'm talking about the galaxies past the Milky Way. I'm talking about the whole universe. I may know 2% of that. 2%. So I've let go of thinking I know why, or I know what is really going on, or I've had any say. No, this is a grand plan, audience. And when you trust and you let go, I know it's difficult. The ego will do anything to live. The ego will do anything to stay alive. Anything. Vision boards, goals, all ego-based. intention, vision boards, goals, all ego-based, meaning that whatever is going to happen to you, whatever is in your destiny, nothing, nobody, no vision board, no goal is going to change that. Now, I set a goal and I achieved the goal, and if I didn't set a goal, I wouldn't achieve the goal, and I worked hard for the goal, and I worked hard, and I worked hard. And vision board, I visualize this car, I visualize my lifestyle, I visualize my relationship, I visualize this house, I visualize this trip, and it came true. Sorry, I'm doing that funny voice. I'm not really making fun of you. I'm just trying to be entertaining here. It came true. What I visualized came true. That's your ego talking. And I'm talking about the bare bone bottom line here. I'm not speaking about visualizing and having a vibration shift. I'm talking about thinking that you are making anything happen. I know this is crazy. This is some advanced stuff. But to think that there is a cause that is something that you're doing and you're making it happen, creating means something out of nothing. And man cannot make something out of nothing. And you know what? If you disagree, then grow an inch taller. I want the first person that can grow an inch taller, you're going to be a creator. Not really going off now. This is freedom, my dear audience, is freedom to relax and trust. But see, that's the hard part, giving up the myth, the illusion of control. Giving that up is not easy. And quite frankly, there are not a lot of people that want to. Not a lot of people that would believe it. There's not a lot of people that say, okay, universe, you drive. Take me wherever you want me to go. I'm good. Because we have been bombarded with this programming of what we have to, and I'm going to use the word, what we should be doing, what we have to do, how we can contribute. What do you have control over? Anything? You have control over practicing, my dear audience, all of the things that bring peace, all of the behaviors that bring happiness, contentment, peace, balance, that vibration of satisfaction. If you have this vibration that you're not satisfied in this moment, you're not satisfied with what you see or who you are or where you are in life, that vibration is all ego-based. And if you're not satisfied in this moment, you're not going to be satisfied in the future moment. I'm talking about a vibration of letting go. I mean, you've heard it. Let go and let God. That is really what I'm saying here. Let go and allow the universe to unfold its magical plan, its brilliant. Now, listen, some will say, look, I'm going through hard times. How could that be a plan? How can that be? This is not this is not what I would have chosen. This is not what I want. I want something different. I don't want to experience this. I want to experience something different. The only thing you have control over is to, and it is a practice, and the more you practice, the more it becomes your identity of letting go, and you know that whatever is happening, whatever you're feeling, whether it's sadness, anxiety, anger, irritation, resentment, whatever you're feeling, those vibrations are there for a reason. First, the first step is to accept. Accept everything that you're experiencing, all of it. And know that whatever you're experiencing is for your betterment, is for your betterment, regardless of how it feels, regardless of what it looks like. And when you start practicing making happiness and peace your number one priority, that's over everything else, you make a moment-to-moment commitment to feeling, to being peace. You surrender to what is going on in the moment, whatever it is. And I'm telling you, what that does is it cuts your ego. It cuts it. You're banging it in the knees. You're humbling it all the way to the ground. The ego will do anything to stay alive. And that's why, if you're listening to this, maybe your buttons are pushed. The ego are your buttons. The ego is your buttons. Buttons, ego buttons. If your buttons are pushed, if you're bothered, it's the ego talking. It's not you. But that ego is so tricky and so, I'm going to have to say powerful, because it is able to make you believe you are doing something when you are not. Do the fish have to, okay, I'm getting off. I won't get into that. I would say, do the fish have to try to swim? I don't even think that relates to what I'm saying, but anywho, when you start recognizing there are two voices, the voice of the universe, the voice of peace, and the voice of drama, which is the ego, when you start realizing which voice is the loudest, which voice are you feeding, which entity are you feeding, the ego will be exposed. And let me say this. I thought for sure that I was making a lot of stuff happen. But practicing letting go and being okay with uncertainty, there were too many things that just started falling in my lap without me even trying to make anything happen. There were too many things over a course of days or a week or months that just came to me. And I know each and every one of you knows what I'm talking about. Something just falls in your lap. You didn't plan it. You didn't expect it. You had no clue. And wow, you get this gift, you get this treasure, you get this connection, you get this opportunity. And my problem, I'll give you my problem. My problem was, it's not big enough. Meaning, I'm not reaching enough people. I want to speak to thousands and millions of people. What is this one-on-one shit, universe? What is this one-on-one connecting with one person at a time? What is that about, ego? I want to share this message with everybody. And with me and for me, this acceptance of the universe is, so you're not going to be happy because you want more numbers. You're not going to be happy because you think you should be talking to more people. You're not going to be happy with just affecting, not affecting, just because I'm really not making anything happen. But what I do share is a different perspective. So there's different ways to look at the same situation. So all I'm doing is sharing a different perspective. If it sticks, it sticks. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm sharing my perspective and just to broaden the view of whoever I'm talking to or whoever I'm in their presence. There's more than one way to see this life. Am I right about everything? When I say right, there is no right, there is no wrong. It's a concept of being open to even more. Open to more than what we are programmed to believe. You know it's a program, this is a hint, you know it's a program when you're like everybody else following the same program, when everybody else is doing the same thing, especially here in the United States. Oh, you have to work hard to succeed, that work hard thing. Or whatever program you want to plug in, this thing about, oh, it's not normal. No. Being programmed and doing and responding the same way as the masses are responding is a program. When you recognize the program and when you realize that it is a program belief, you're going to start letting go of all the things that are taught out in the world, all the things that are out there in social media, all the things that are out there on TV, all the movies, the music. Oh, my goodness, the music. Oh, one of my favorite Bruno Mars songs is, what is it? I would die for you. I would catch a grenade for you, but you won't do that for me. I mean, I'm up there singing those sappy songs and believing in that sappy stuff for decades. But love, that's not love, what they're describing. These things, these people and these songs, it's not love. Okay, I'm really getting off. Meaning it's not love, it's not, love doesn't feel bad. Love, unconditional love and acceptance doesn't feel bad. Love allows you to be yourself. Love doesn't have rules. Love doesn't have conditions. Love doesn't have a set way that you have to act. Love is freedom. So unless the song is talking about freedom and not about, well, if I catch you with her, then that's it for you. You know, that's not love, people. That's love with strings attached, which is another program, which is another show. Are you creating anything, really? Are you making something happen out of nothing? Not somebody, I'm making a painting, I'm creating a painting. Well, you didn't create the paper and you didn't create the paint. You didn't create the brush. Talking about creating something out of nothing. That is what a creator does. And what man is not a creator, but man definitely expresses, and man has inspiration. The ability to make an airplane, the ability to make an airplane came way before the airplane was made, way before the airplane was invented. the ability to shoot a rocket ship, a space shuttle, into space, has always been. However, it's just man putting together, inventing a rocket ship. I hope I'm making sense. Making a car, inventing the car, inventing the light bulb, came out of inspiration, but not creation. There is a big difference. Inspiration versus creation. Are you with me, audience? The reason why I'm saying that man isn't creating anything is just to offer another way, another perspective. Living by inspiration and letting go of the future and being okay and feeling at peace with uncertainty, being okay with and being at peace with uncertainty and trusting and letting go. Now you are going to be open to the universe's plan, the great plan, say greater, the greater plan. Because there are things that happened to me that I would have never, ever, ever planned. I don't want to experience, I can list for a day all the things that I did not want to experience. But the truth be told, that every one of those experiences brought me an opportunity to grow and expand and discover real peace. Real peace. While I'm walking on this earth in this body, what else is there? What else is there? So if you want to talk about a goal, my goal is to practice letting go more, practice trusting more, practice living consciously, practice being okay with uncertainty. And we really don't have to work that hard. Ask the universe for help. Universe, how can I trust more? How can I let go? How can I humble the ego? And the more you practice, I promise you, the more peace you will feel. The more peace, the more happiness, the more contentment you will feel. The more you will just want to be, and the less you will need to do. Oof. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Search me on YouTube, Reality Spirituality or Rebecca Norrington. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon and also Lulu.com. Program for Unhappiness will be published this year, hopefully, this year. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are, your physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, you're always growing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. This is about the journey. This is about living consciously. Excuse me. About living consciously in every moment. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca L. Norrington. Trust, relax, let go, surrender. Hey, you know what? Do it for, you know that? I'm going to give you a homework assignment if you're already to the end of the show. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. And your homework assignment is to do this, is to practice letting go and trusting. I'm going to say practice it for, okay, I'm going to make it really easy. Practice it for one day. For one day, oh, this should have been at the first of the show. I said should. Darn it. You know what? I'm going to start giving you a homework assignment, at the end of all of the shows. I think that's going to be fun. Practice, and I'm going to have to remember to put this homework assignment at the beginning of the show so people can hear it. Practice letting go and trusting one day out of the week. One day. That means there's nothing planned. There's nothing that you do. There's nothing to do. Only what you're inspired to do. I mean, if you have to go to a job, that's different, but only inspired to do, just practice it for a day. And then you build it up and you practice it for 2 days. Because this growing consciously, living consciously, is a practice. Happiness is a skilled practice. That's your homework assignment. Now get out of here and have a conscious week. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Get
real.